brought to you by Bebop Rebop Rhubarb Pie. Yeah, so there you are. You're living out on the frozen tundra, and you're very happy because, you know, you can skate to work, and you can carry this assault weapon to defend yourself against giant icicles hanging from trees. You got a pet moose with a muscle shirt who sings Mussorgsky. You've got a good job as a meteorologist on TV, but one day you use inappropriate language on the air.
I tell you, it's colder than a witch's. Cold enough to freeze the off up.
And you're fired. You're fired. They strip you of your weather map, and they take away your marker, and they just slap you around a little bit, and they throw you out into the cold. You trudge from TV station to TV station looking for work.
We'll describe low-pressure fronts for food, anybody.
And you walk along the railroad track picking up coal, falls off the train, keep your little cardboard shack. And then one day, a miracle happens.
Mr. Pfefferman?
Huh?
Mr. Weather Wizard? It's me, your fairy godfather, Bruce.
Godfather Bruce?
Yeah. Guess what? You deserve better than this.
Yeah.
It's time you change your luck and everything.
Yes.
So, I'm sending you to San Diego.
Okay, this is a cruel joke, isn't it? You're going to get my hopes sky high, and then you're going to yank the rug out from under me, and I go down heartbroken, disillusioned.
No, it's for real.
Real?
Just stand still and click your heels together, all right, while I wave my wand.
Okay.
What's wrong?
What is it?
Oh, I forgot to turn it on. Oh. Here we go. Alakazam and a golden day glow. Off you go to San Diego.
And there you are. You're on the beach. Old ladies out walking their tiny, ill-tempered dogs. Joggers going by who seem on the verge of a coronary.
Take it easy now.
Women pushing angry babies in strollers.
Who's your baby? Who's your baby?
And the ocean crashing against high cliffs in their warning signs.
Oh, yeah. Unstable cliffs, stay back.
So you step back and you step right into a photographer drops her camera, and suddenly a seal comes bounding out of the water, grabs the camera, and into the surf it goes.
That's my Leica! The lens alone is worth $5,000.
So you give chase. You grab a surfboard away from this guy, and into the water you go, and you paddle as hard as you can, and the seal is up on a rock laughing at you, taking pictures. A huge pelican flies over and looks down at you and opens its huge beak, and it barfs about 10 pounds of fish on your head. And now there are more seals around, and they're rather territorial.
Get away from me.
They make it clear that you're not welcome.
Get away.
This is seal territory. No people. Beat it.
And they're using the ocean for their toilet, and that's not nice at all.
Awful. What are you doing?
And the shore is getting farther and farther away.
Whoa.
People are waving at you, and now you and the surfboard are a mile offshore, and now a helicopter is overhead. And a man is waving from the forward hatch.
Navy underwater demolition test area!
What, do we said something about premonition of pyorrhea? What
was underwater that? Explosives!
Water can be corrosive? Why was he telling you that? And then giant plumes of water rise up overhead, and you feel an ache in your kidneys. A rescued dolphin swims up.
What are you doing here, you idiot?
Hey, I'm trying to put the camera.
To be called an idiot by a creature who's way below you in the food chain is kind of a shock.
Come on.
Now you see a large black fin slicing through the water ahead.
Uh-oh.
And this could be a fish who considers itself to be above you in the food chain. Wouldn't this be a good time for a piece of rhubarb pie? Yes. Nothing gets the taste of shame and humiliation out of your mouth like bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. Yes, one little thing can revive a guy, and that is a piece of rhubarb pie. Serve it up nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Well, mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. Mama's little baby loves rhubarb, rhubarb, bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie. Bebop, rebop, rhubarb pie.